So, thematically speaking, I'm okay and you're not.
That's why we come here.
Yeah.
Keep us down the side. That was a good excuse to say.
I'm okay, you're
meh. Yeah.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Let's get down to it. I'm okay and you're an idiot.
Good.
Enough about you. What about me?
Well, that's part of the course. I can have fun. I'll spend a half hour asking for you to walk over to grandma.
The reason we don't make much progress is because we're just too casual. People that are actually spiritual, I mean, they get somewhere.
Yeah.
But not this group.
They work hard.
They work hard.
They probably bring their tea.
Yeah.
Dry tea.
That's right.
They're probably like Starbucks. Yeah.
Every group is better than this one.
Going to dull.
This group only attracts people that just can't function in other groups. Uh-huh.
It is funny when people come, because they are expecting, you know, they're expecting kind of a series of just some semblance of gesture.
Huh. You know, yeah, that's going to work for them.
And,
maybe not as many references.
Oh, you think?
Maybe not.
Adult language is off-putting, you think?
No.
Well, it depends on the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, Susie.
Right.
Oh yeah, I talked to someone about this today. The second we got down, we just went through layers. It was a lot of fun, just quickly. And then when we got down to, like, I'm not sure if I'm a person in the world kind of layer,
yeah,
the guy just stood up. I didn't get a clue. It was totally reflective.
That was completely, yeah.
And we were just kind of like, and then he just kind of like pretended like he fixed his pants, you know?
But he just right, yeah.
He
just stood right up.
It was like a doctor hitting your knee. I was like,
that is cool.
Okay. Like,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
True Westworld moment.
It was like, yeah, it was like clearly. No, but it wasn't like a mental. I mean,
no,
it was like hitting your knee, you know, and your leg.
Sounds like you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you reached him.
It was just funny, you know. It was like random.
Yeah.
Just the reflexiveness.
Touché.
Funny thing. Like it wasn't. It does seem like a bizarre thing.
Yeah. Just make sure they're not cutting vegetables. Stay a safe distance. When you talk to a robot that presumes individuated occurring, they're going to come for you. You want to, like,
yeah.
Down, robot. Easy does it, robot. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, if we can use the word presence, which we have, presence or sentience, experiencing whatever the vibratory nature of aliveness is, what we refer to as the vibratory nature of aliveness, well, you know, oh yeah, here that is. Done. Realized. Just done. But the habit of, call it identification or mind, you don't really know what to blame it on, because if whatever you blame yourself on is not the culprit.
Well, it's like that reflects over you, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
That's not.
Right.
There's no time to process.
Yeah. So or and it's both, you know, call it threatening and exalting to begin to see, recognize, if that's an appropriate word, how everything about you and everything that you imagine is the world that's other than you is arising improvisationally and without the slightest hint of self-will.
Just processing or...
Not a thing.
Just fine life.
Yeah, no. Presence is non-dual, which suggests or is implying that there is no lag. Thought always operates on lag time. Even though thought is occurring non-dually in what could be called the present, the referential nature of thought, the accusatory universe that thought suggests, is always lag time. Because it's referential.
It's just like the referential dreamscape. Like, that's what it looks like.
It's
a time lag kind of stuff.
I've heard a number of so-called gurus use the dream analogy, you know,
well,
somewhat convincingly.
Dreamscape, not like a dream. Just
right.
Like,
yeah, it doesn't have to be like dreaming, but it's a, yeah. Yeah. Yes. What the.
Artscape.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. So, what we call mind, there's not actually a mind. There might be a brain. You know, those are easier to find. Brain you can find, a mind you cannot find. So when we refer to brain, we could be talking about the tissue, the fatty tissue, you know, synaptically, woo, having the best time it can possibly have, apparently somewhere inside your skull. Okay. That's great. But mind, you can't find. Experiencing the texture of whatever is present, non-objectively present, just the felt sense of, you know, I'm something a little more than dead. If we have an idea that dead is inert, you know, gone blue, doesn't respond, doesn't mind if you poke it, or for some, have sex with it, that's, you know, that looks like dead. And a cadaver is a different kind of dead than dead as a memory of someone that you used to know that was alive. Right?
Way different.
A cadaver is like, what the fuck is that? But the person that you knew, that you imagined used to inhabit the cadaver, they're a memory. That's kind of fun.
I mean, you like the gravestones, you can imagine that easier, but the cadaver is like, you don't want to hang out with that thing for that long.
Not long, yeah. Really?
Okay, hi, bye.
Yeah. I mean, they don't laugh at your jokes. You can ask him for money. You won't get any.
You can take whatever they've got.
Unless you reach into their wallet and they're still holding one. Yeah. Right. Hey, can I borrow your car? Thanks. Get their keys. Get their registration.
But that's so fundamentally different than like a passed out or a sleeping person.
Yes, isn't it?
Way different than a body that's still inhabited but just isn't like awake and active in personality.
Yeah. Yeah, a sleeping or passed out person still has pink. Cadavers, they go blue. They don't have any pink left.
It's not just the color.
No. Yeah, it's not just the color.
Really?
Jamie could see it and he's colorblind.
Even Jamie knows the difference between a cadaver and not a cadaver without having color capacity.
Right.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Quite amazing.
Someone will wake up and see that their car is missing and call the
cops. Oh, that would be interesting. You're treated to a magical realm of association effortlessly at no cost. No cost to you, magical realm of referential association, which is occurring only theoretically in mind, which can't actually be found. That's what we refer to as thought. It's easier to call it thought than you are being exposed to a delightful realm of etheric representation. That's too, you know, like crazy people say shit like that. It's easier just to go, I'm thinking. But there's a risk. There's a risk to your spiritual and mental health to dumb it down. Because if you dumb it down, you've created an abbreviated URL for a magical, transcendental presentation. And you lose something, perhaps you lose something in translation.
If you dumb down.
No!
I'll try again. If you see the magical and transcendental nature of your own experience arising from no place and no time, then that's like, I hate to say this out loud, but I'm incredible. Really?
Incredible, I'm incredible.
Yeah, right. Let's be incredible together.
There's a movie about that.
The Incredibles. So, but instead of the, you could say, joy of, well, fuck me, I'm incredible. It's like,
that's the normal.
Yeah. Yeah. When you see so-called people, which is just a name for, you know, muggle robots that don't know they're dreaming. And be careful of them when they're cutting vegetables. So they're like, and you're like walking around going, well, fuck me, I'm incredible. I don't know how you're going to have any kind of relationship between the two, though we seem to get by.
Like in the zombie movies where they're like, just don't startle them.
Yeah, don't startle. Yeah, don't make noise.
Yeah, don't make noise.
Don't make loud noise.
It's like you're one of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Put your head down, shuffle, can't
see the other
ones.
They're
bitching each other.
Yeah. Work at them. Yeah. I'm going to take a bite out of Brad Pitt. Or his ex-wife. That's it. Really. Try to tell the truth, and everybody goes to sleep.
They're gluten-free sweet potato chips.
All right.
Pretty decent ingredients.
This is how it goes. This is a thankless fucking job. I don't know if you noticed that.
I notice it all the time, and
do you?
I do appreciate it.
Yeah. You do your best to tell the truth, and everyone goes to sleep. All right.
I think about that a lot when you're talking. I don't really use my brain or my volitional focus to do anything. I just usually just kind of check out and you talk. And I feel like
sounds like my relationship with my wife, or hers with me.
But doing something doesn't get it. It doesn't give me what I could be getting it out of.
No. You're a goober.
Yeah, for you.
How did anyone get to the slightest morsel of confidence in free will?
It just feels like I'm not really dead anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, duh, you keep waking up, whatever that refers to, every day, whatever that refers to, as the same old repugnant idiot that you were yesterday. If you had any sense of free will, wouldn't you change? No, I like being me. Oh, yeah, tell me another story. I got a bridge. You want to buy a bridge? No, I like being me. Yeah, sure you do. Yeah, you're so pleased with it.
Well, if you are, it doesn't last that much.
Muggles are us. That's just unbelievable. So let's say a craving of some kind occurs. What is the nature of that craving? I mean, sweets, we understand that you don't need any. You don't have to talk any more about that.
Distraction.
Well, it's fun to see as so-called craving might arise. You know, there's practical craving, like if I don't get up and pee, I will become wet. So that's cool.
Yeah. For relief.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the funny one is like, you know, craving for a better me.
Yeah.
Craving for a better experience. Craving for a better tomorrow. What's that craving?
Craving for getting rid of this fucking craving that's driving me nuts.
Okay, so then there's that too. I mean, this doesn't quit. And craving is a master chess player. So it's very easy to crave the end of craving. Mm-hmm. And then crave the end of that.
Craving.
We were sure. You know, constant craving is... What's the word? What was the phrase in her great song? Constant craving is all this, all I've... What? Is all there...
I can hear their melody. But
you people are useless. Has always been.
Has always been.
Constant craving has always been.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Constant craving for 400, Alex? Nothing works for 200, Alex. Sitting on a cushion for 7 days with Adam Chaxfield. What is sitting on a cushion for 7 days with Adam Chaxfield?
Nothing works.
That's right. Nothing works for 500.
What is nothing?
Right. Going to circle of miracles, hoping to change. That's right. Nothing works for 600.
$600.
Yeah, $600. Nothing
I
works.
They paid $600 for not
more. People have paid more.
Yeah.
The self-help industry, whether it's spiritual or otherwise, is right. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Yeah.
It's thriving.
Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't plugged into it.
I'm going to get more problems.
That's good to know.
Everybody go crazy.
That's apparently so.
I just saw an interview over to the fellow that wrote The Shack.
Okay.
And I found that very interesting because he wasn't looking to do anything but offer gifts if they were broke to his family for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So they asked him, they said, "Did you check, you know, what's really, you know, but really, whatever." And he goes, "Oh, okay." And so he writes this thing, makes 15 copies, and gives it to him as a gift. And then they give it to other folks, and before you know it, it's like he's got a book deal. Mm-hmm. So it's like the accidental success from letting things crack. One of the things he said in that interview I thought was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his wealthy friends, he said, "Please do not rescue me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go through whatever I have to go through." And they lost their house, moved into 900 square feet, had very little, and were happier than ever.
The family, the guy who wrote the book, is that even?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he and his wife, went through things falling apart.
So he's okay now?
Yeah. Yeah, but he had no preconceived, like,
same with Lita, I guess.
You know, when something turns into, what's that?
And that little dog that was fine, who had died the same day as Lita.
Yeah.
The dog died?
No, not her
what?
Dog.
No, not her dog.
I walked in it the other day.
He's fine.
Yeah, Remy's good.
So you mean something happened to a guy?
Something happened to a guy. Yeah, he was caught. He was caught cheating. And then he says, look, I'm going to lay it all out for you. And every secret was revealed. Everything.
Oh, boy.
And then
I'm starting to sweat.
Hell followed, but, but there was nothing to hide. No energy spent on facade.
Wow.
You know, or triage or whatever you call it.
That, yes.
The maintenance of self. So I thought it actually fit into this kind of inquiry space because there was no design to, I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to make a living doing spiritual things.
Yeah.
It was, hey, I'm a janitor. I do this and other simple things. Yeah, and that was fine. I was happy. She said, how'd you feel doing those? He said, fantastic. So it wasn't like he was looking for some breakthrough, you know, or some grand design or goal. So it's a pretty quick reminder of the craving.
Yes.
Constant craving.
Has always been.
That this body, you know, generates, produces. And the aching that goes with it.
I wish any of that were true. I really wish something were true, and I hope
really
some of that.
True. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
It spoke to the part of me that wants to make something of myself.
Yes.
And the other part says, you're okay being screwed like you are. However, I judge myself.
Right. Yeah.
But it can be a bit harsh sometimes.
Nobody likes you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I feel so at home.
Yeah.
We don't need to change anyone, but they're hopeless.
And it gets worse.
Yeah.
The animation of self, the animation of language, of having a pleasant or unpleasant narrative. Just bubbles up. It just bubbles up.
I could talk about how shitty I feel, but what the hell is that good?
Well, it'd be more or less the same as the other story. Nobody likes you no matter how you're doing.
There you go.
Chocolate. There you go. Cookie? Care for a cookie?
I suddenly have this craving.
Yeah. You're not doing so well. Have a cookie.
You're
really starting to see yourself as others see you? Have a cookie.
That was the Nice Guy Sango video that everyone's saying, I love you, Dave. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there one?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, oh, let's not repeat that shit.
Oh, yeah, take 2 months ago.
Really?
Are you sure that wasn't like in the other reality?
I think you're
talking. Come on, Dave's trying to break through. We don't want to make his head swell with affection.
Dave was not feeling well.
Oh. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to get a little attention from this group. I'm not feeling well. Bring it. Bring it. Oh, man.
I'm going to miss storytelling.
Oh, me too.
That was awesome. She'd love that.
Yeah, I like it. When you two did, but you also made money. No, I did not.
No, it was fun.
No, that was an act of love.
So much fun. I said, keep going. Right. Please, don't stop.
You're amazing beings that I've been able to.
There you go. That's right. Stay with that. We are amazing beings, and you're an idiot. Starting to get a little truth in the room.
Yeah.
There's nothing next for you, and nothing ever occurred to you.
I'm quite sort of to say that anything occurred or that there's anything next.
If there's reality, then the jury's out. If there's actuality, jury's out. If there were, well, it might be whatever this feels like right now. Without narrative, without the confounding and dubious gift of memory, continuity, implication. This is what you get. This is what you got. This is what you are. Just the feeling of whatever you want to call this. That's actuality. What happened to you prior to this moment? That's etheric. That's a lie. What you might be bracing against in your so-called future, that's etheric. That's a lie. What you might be anticipating, cultivating, counting on, gambling for the outcome, that's etheric. That's a lie. What we call mind, which you can't find, hallucinates without invitation, without permission, without consequence, except maybe suffering. And enrolls you, not that you're anything either, into an etheric Disney hall of mostly hell, a few princesses and princes, and a missing shoe, and a pumpkin chariot along the way. Dancing, a dancing tea set, a piano that plays itself.
Then there's all the homeless people that work at Disneyland and can't afford a house that are sleeping outside.
Then there's them. More Disney characters. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Moana comes through from time to time and gives them a rye cracker with butter. Keep it low carb.
And that's part of the PR.
Craving. Doesn't have to be so heavy-handed, like gotta have a Maserati bucket list thing, gonna make every sacrifice to drive one that belongs to me, or lease one if I can't quite make the, you know. Yeah, that's one kind of craving. But the more insidious craving, which distracts you from the bliss of yourself, is any presumption that arises. The slightest improvisational impulse to imagine a context or a content for your present experience, that's craving. And it's not even object dependent. Ha 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 ha. Because the most minute, I'm going to refer to it as a departure from this useless presence, suggests, implies the genesis of yourself as body, as creature, as chooser, decider, mind, provider, whatever you are fond or not fond of imagining you are. So that very minute, you could say, departure from, I really don't know what this is, animates you instantaneously and strings out the hallucination of the past and the hallucination of a future with no delay. This is sensory and sensorial and sensual.
You know, it's like when thought happens, it seems like, whether it's, I don't know, thought might be too strong a word, but when an idea comes in, what have you.
Shit's good.
when shit happens. And when it happens sort of, I don't know, organically, or it just kind of happens, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's novel in some respect. There's such a desire, I would say, for me,
yeah,
such a desire to go back to that. And I will dance all around that thought to try to, like,
squeeze more juice from it.
Yeah, pull it, like, okay, let's, like,
yeah, you know,
put the dead body back up on the,
uh-huh,
on the wall, you know.
Yep.
Make it, like, dance again.
Yeah.
And it's...
Let's and not do that on Saturday.
I know it's so old to do that. I know.
Come on, one last chance.
Maybe Lisa.
Oh, God. I'm glad certain people don't listen to these recordings. Sure. Yes, you were saying. Yes, you want to squeeze all the juice out of, yeah, your imaginary self.
And it's, in the end, a very negative experience. Because, you know, it's a quest.
It's craving. It's unsatisfactory. The you could say profundity, the profundity of sensuality, sensoriality, experiencing, fucked up, suggests self in time before you even take notice of it. And the reflex then to squeeze as much juice as you possibly can out of, let's say, even a mini peak experience or something that occurred prior to now, has you in the loop of craving, has you in the loop of repetition.
How do you get out of that loop?
What kind of meeting do you think this is? We don't resolve anything here. All we do is, like, look, you're a fucking idiot. It's not going to work out for you. There's no solution. Really, there is no solution. Huh? There's a solution? Our dear friend Lisa, who deceased, found the solution. Yeah. Where is she when we need her? Yeah.
Salute to dissolution.
Salute to dissolution. Our dear friend has passed, and we miss her.
It's all about no self. She beat us all.
Yeah. Yeah. Dear Night Sky Sangha. Fuck you. Yep. We deserve that one. I saw it coming. Uh-huh. How do I get out of it? Is it?
I mean, it's so compelling.
Good observation. And that's all we can do.
I mean, it's totally compelling only on reflection. You know, it's all on reflection.
That's what's compelling.
More of same.
But, you know, the compellingness isn't necessarily the desire for reflection. It's the desire for the novelty.
You can just keep talking. So this, right, this is referential. It's improvisational. It will use sentiment, the language, symbology, recollection, popular culture, the extreme sports, anything to extol its own virtuous nature. nonstop, inexhaustibly so. There's no getting out of it. Like our dear friend, who doesn't call me anymore, Paul Hederman, will say, you've never been in it. Why get out of it? It's the referential reflex of thinking and identification simply puts its magic wand down. Harry, put the wand down. Then you ain't got any imaginary momentum remaining to even ask the otherwise practical question of, well, how do I get out of it? Put Harry down. How far away from here could realization possibly be? How distant from now is realization hiding?
It's not hiding.
It's not hiding, nor is it distant. If this expresses itself in your experience as, you know, the movement of idea, the movement of reference, the movement of implication, the movement of what shall I do about myself, you're dreaming. Wouldn't it be curious for that, let's say, dreaming to entertain or fulfill itself without you? So there's no repression or suppression or the slightest hint of preference experientially. Leave experience alone. Leave it alone. No, it's my experience.
Would you say leaving it alone could be staying with a felt sense? Or is that...
If we were teaching a yogic approach, then that would be part of the fucking curriculum.
Well, actually, I got accustomed to letting go and express. Realize, I don't know, I could miss a lot of stuff that comes up and tortures me in between. I mean, and then you stay with it a little bit, and it's like...
Again, you're speaking anecdotally about your prior experience as a human,
right,
to which we can all relate, no question.
Right, I'm not sure for them. Yeah, I can't stay on top of inquiry today.
Well, it's easy to fall off the razor.
Split right down the middle.
Yeah, and split right down the middle. Yeah, that's right.
But I got together really quick.
It's not easy, though remarkably simple, to just stay on the razor. Which is not fixity.
mind, which you can't find, imagines that if you could simply dial in the correct fixity, you might suffer less. You might even get a book deal or be recognized somehow by your peers, dead or alive. Nothing cool has ever happened to me. I have really, really given my best shot at having some cool shit happen to me, and I apologize if it didn't happen, worked out. Nothing cool has ever happened to me, nor is it likely ever to.
You tell some good stories.
Well, you pay good money, so I... Let's say I'm 200 pounds. I hope someday. 199 of those pounds is memory. The rest, I don't know who that is. Video is ahead of audio. I don't know how that works. It's magic. I'll take credit for it. I'm always on a time lag. You're just seeing the real me.
No, this is the added time lag feature we added for the evening.
I don't know why it's even happening.
Speak into the microphone very clearly.
Yeah. Take Frankie out of the shop. Put in some new bolts.
I was working on something that
yes.
that I haven't gotten, and maybe it's not something that can be gotten.
Uh-huh. Let us
but
be the judge.
You could say you're dreaming, making reference to the inevitable in dreaming,
yeah.
and you were the dream,
yeah.
making reference to what the inevitable is had in its dream.
Yes. Sure.
And well, then, this is where it gets, and
then we go out to Five Guys.
I was thinking about what Jamie was saying.
That's always a bad idea.
Thinking about what we were talking about.
Yes, sure.
So, perhaps you could say that all that is, let's say, something unreal that appears.
Uh huh.
And here it is.
Yeah.
So it's like just an example of everything.
Okay.
All right. Nice to be on. I'm not with you.
Yeah.
But I think it's just another example of
everything is
right.
Yeah. Present experience is just another example.
Of something that's happening.
No. It's not an example of anything.
Oh.
It's just.
Okay.
It's always just another example, but of what? We don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yep. See, that's what happens when you think.
You're occurring as an exemplary example of nothing at all. Fuck you. Welcome to the Night Sky Sangha. Leave something for the church on your way out.
If you're smart.
Yeah.
Steve fixed it. You fixed it? I wish I was so good at technology.
Hi, Steve.
People say hi, Steve. Don't get a big head. We don't love you or anything. Just fucking hi, okay? Don't get excited.
Yeah, just making another fucking story.
I was fond of it. I just don't remember what it was now. You see how we get prideful? I said something a moment ago, and it was true. I felt something a moment ago, and it was true. I'm sorry, what? Right? We become so enamored of our own hallucinatory expression that all of a sudden everything I think and feel and do and decided and set up and is true. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for being with us. Your trueness.
And I was seeing, I don't know the
very
magnitude of it. I was being pious. Yeah. I was being pious because I was speaking of the ineffable.
That's right. You threw the word in ineffable, so you're all of a sudden at a higher level than Soupy Sales and White Fang. Yeah. Pretty high level. Attention, right, goes to thought, thinking, for entertainment. Attention is like being, fuck you! I want to think about shit. And it's true. Be careful if somebody like that is cutting vegetables. Don't get near and don't talk about this stuff. They're either going to injure themselves or chase you around the house.
I don't remember hearing that story. Did somebody chase you?
I've been chased a number of times.
Specifically by a vegetable chopping?
By a vegetable.
That's how he fondly refers to all.
Call any vegetable, and the chances are good. Do 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 do. That the vegetable will respond to you. Egg a rutabaga, egg a rutabaga, egg. Sorry, we just had a Frank Zappa moment. It happens.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm sorry. Put it down. Yeah, I know. It was nothing. Hey, come on. It was true. I was there. Billy the Mountain. This is how guys relate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We sing old Frank Zappa tunes and kind of broken. That's the best testosterone can do.
I tell you.
Yeah, don't. Don't get started. Don't make me come over there. Yeah, we're not. We might not be pious enough.
I'm leaving.
Your group's not pious enough for me. I'm out of here.
We're below Soupy Sales.
Acting.
Dog and go home.
Yeah. They finally broke down. Realized there was nothing here for him. Went for the cookie.
Some people like cupcakes, but I'm less than
cupcake refreshments.
So true. That was true. No, cupcakes are fashion.
Look, there's a thing
wild.
On the internet.
I know.
Right.
I'm
just cupcake fashion.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
Well, yeah, that's kind of my life now, is this mm-hmm. most insane political fraud.
There you go.
Why not? Cupcakes are fast.
Well, that's
why not?
Everything is fast. The thing with cupcakes is, like,
mm-hmm.
there's a depressing thing about it. It takes all the joy out of a cake.
Yeah, because it's small.
Yeah. And, like, I think that the kind of people who pride themselves on their cupcake recipes.
I've met
the
them.
The lowest people.
They are. Oh, yeah. I want to eat this cupcake so I can be just as dull as you are.
I've made cupcakes before, and I feel dirty about it now.
True confession.
Well, you don't do it now.
Welcome to Nice Guys Sangha. What's your true confession?
Everything
I've made cupcakes, and I feel dirty about it now. We can relate.
I've eaten cupcakes. I've eaten overpriced tiny little cupcakes.
I hate those.
I could have spent that money
on something else.
Something.
Yeah.
Real.
On your mother, for instance.
Something worthwhile. Wow.
I mean, do we hit the cutting edge spiritual shit in this group or what?
I tell
ya. We go right for it.
Yeah.
I know how you feel, sister. I know how you feel.
I can't get that guitar right out of my head.
Are you sure we're not doing, like, improvisational comedy or something like that?
I promised I wouldn't do Frank.
Frank caught up with you.
Yeah. He doesn't let go easily. It
can happen.
Yeah, it was like you that other day when I was miserable. You mentioned beavers, and I just started to chuckle.
I did?
Yeah. You like beavers. She said, you like beavers.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was talking about my roadkill. That. Okay. I felt better. I don't know.
Wow.
Well,
if only it were that easy.
But I don't
ever verbalize. Yeah, you're in like a man bond beaver.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't like beavers. It wasn't me.
I feel like I'm
Baby, just say you like beavers. Let's move on. I have to apologize for you online, folks. This is just the way this shit goes down. Inquiry into awakening. You can make sense of it. You're a better man than I am. Rutabaga, rutabaga. Holy shit.
Wow.
Watch me a Muji video. I know, Muji eating cupcakes. Oh, boy. Various forms of stillness practice, regardless of the, you know, the culture. In a sense, or, you know, forms of a certain kind of voluntary sensory deprivation. Not a tank with ketamine and cotton and, you know, just chilling the fuck out. Stillness practice. Silence. Is a modest, non-threatening to some expression of sensory deprivation, or you could say sensory recalibration. If we turn that into a fetish, which is like Buddhism, another you know, schools of meditating, if we turn it into a fetish, then the improvisational joy of being can easily become sublimated to the ritual. So the focus then becomes the ritual and the formality of the ritual. Then the improvisational joy of being, which is unendingly so, and doesn't require preparation or indulgence in a ritual to reveal itself to itself. People talk shit about shit with great ease, and why shouldn't we? You can notice how clever and crafty we become as masters of deferral, masters of putting it off. Because I can't enlighten right now. I have to meditate. I can't drink from the fountain of the word we were playing with the other day, the abyss of bliss. I got things to do. I got spiritual things to do.
It can be.
It's up, right? It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to not do something to prove something to ourselves or somebody else.
Hey, if someone's in there quiet, doing a shopping list, chanting Hare Krishna, or thinking of all the things they're going to do to their enemies, it's whatever they do in the quiet.
Unless you're their enemy.
That's not quiet.
Well, no, there's no requirement that the inside life has to be quiet. There's actually no requirement that someone might stand up and start yodeling, but it's highly unlikely. And then afterwards, nobody's required to share or not share.
You'd be the most likely one to stand up and start yodeling.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're referring to your Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Adventure.
I'm listening and I go, well, how does that, you know,
relate to me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we do sit. I'm sitting now. It's more outer dialogue.
Yeah.
It's more inner. You're quiet for half an hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody wants to speak. You know, I don't mind listening to you and what happens here very much, but I do mind listening to things that are full of presumptions and techniques and isms and whatnot. So, you know, I think that's what you're pointing to a lot. The content-filled objective, and like getting from here to there, this is how you do it. It's like you're sitting on enlightenment and you're always diverting from it, like it's around the bend.
If we're enamored of ourselves as, right, corporeal creatures in space-time, as the owners, recipients of experience, and the pride of the opposable thumb, and the hallucinatory capacity of the neocortex. I mean, we're all dressed up. We're going out on the town.
We're
going to
use those thumbs.
Oh, we are going to use those thumbs.
Oh, they're shit.
to pull the wrapper off a cupcake.
Pull the lever in a voting booth.
Pull the lever in a voting booth. Or on a one-armed bandit. If I'm aiming for revelation, you could say I'm not paying attention to what this already is. Some kind of isolationism has occurred. Body, mind, spirit, I don't care. Some kind of subtle isolationism has occurred that has given you the brilliant notion that you are existent, separately existent, and not getting what you need.
You're on a timeline. So it doesn't matter which way that kind of goes. It's always like just not quite catching up with whatever, a little ahead or a little behind or whatever.
Yeah. Object dependency, subject dependency, narrative are arising without your consent. If we refuse them because we've gotten, you could say, far enough along in our shitty lives that we're kind of done trying to squeeze as much juice out of my own bullshit as possible and see if I can put the wand down and put the wand in. Yeah.
You're so dramatic.
I know. I come from a middle class Jewish family from Long Island, and that's one way we got attention. It's in the DNA. You know what? You don't want to play the Rupert Spira card. That's as sleepy as it comes.
What's he do?
I don't know. He talks about consciousness and shit, and then panders to people's stories about themselves. Fuck that.
That sounds like sort of everybody else.
It does sound like everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
You use polite spiritual vocabulary, and then you pander to everyone else's ideas about themselves. Makes money.
Yes.
Makes good money.
Doesn't work hard. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah. Pandering comes naturally to him. Taste my vegetable into the forbidden forest. I saw my true nature.
Sounds like a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Enough about you, more about me.
They're really good.
Oh, man, look at these. Oh, these would be good in hummus, right?
Yeah,
oh! Gluten-free sweet potato. Gluten-free sweet potato. if you find yourself passing through the portal of your own imagination, you know, things might get a little warm. It's not like consciousness ever finds anything. And the hallucinatory impulse that something could be found, and could be found by the likes of you, contributes to the false sense of authorship. Craving is a imagined. It's worth craving in hopes that what's craved for will be acquired. The more subtle craving, that of presuming you are other than now, other than here, and other than this, that's a little strange. So what becomes the object of that craving? Simple. More entertainment. Does this love to exist or what? Fucking A, it does. If you're undefended, or toying with it, what good is your opinion? What good is any experience you had prior to now? Or ones that you hope to emulate because you read Autobiography of the Yogi? Fuck those assholes. Those fucking gurus and their fucking robes and their bilocation, you know, ramming into a bus, you know, full speed and materializing 2 miles away. Fuck those assholes. The ones with the fuzzy hair that get blowjobs like and shit. Yeah, it feels good. Their hair goes, woo! Fuck those assholes.
Not literally. But.
Yeah, not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I meant that completely figuratively. Yeah. Someone in the group is like, I'm going to go fuck those assholes. Jeff said, I'm going to go fuck those assholes. Sounds right. I flew all the way to India. I called everyone named Yogananda, and I gave it to him. Just like you said. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. It was just a figure of speech. Oh.
You really can't anything that involves fucking assholes. You can't involve anything that involves that sort of thing. Like, I deal with this all the time at home.
Oh, really? She has kind of like a vulnerability zone?
Soft stomach for ass rape.
No, you didn't think of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Actually, what I was thinking is, I know Beth's not watching. That's what I was really thinking.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she's not watching. I don't know if anybody's watching. I hope nobody's watching.
I'm mortified.
Oh, there's like 30 people online. You know I'm lying.
No. Well, I was funny.
Yeah. Nobody wants to listen to this shit. Who can blame them? Fuck this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know. What's spirituality to you? What do you got? What's so special about you? What do you got? What are you hoping? What are you hoping for? What are you hoping for someday? You want something cool to happen to you? It won't. There you go. That works. Ativan and a cookie. What time is it? Time for Ativan and a cookie. All right. Well, then it's just straight up, straight up Ativan.
No cookies or cupcakes. You must need Ativan.
Yeah. The problem with you is that you are sugar depleted.
I got plenty of sugar the other day.
All right. Good. I hope it lasts. Look, if your imagination is on hold for a moment, don't stress over it. You can just see right through it. No effort, no calamity, no anticipation. Bam, you can just see right through, clearly through your imagination. Clearly through it. No reference. No objects. Nothing held. Nothing held. Nothing held. Nothing held. Streaming. Nothing held. Nothing held. Nothing held. Mind that you can't find. What does mind do? Only one thing. Holds. It's not capable of much. Just one thing. Hold. Being does not hold.
Now I remember.
Yes.
The sweet spot in that that interview. Letting go of control.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're speaking to, the mind that thinks it can control shit. You know, and having sometimes an elaborate design. And navigating through control, and then just on the float.
Control is another way to spell imagination.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
And then now you have all this energy that you were wasting on, you know, gripping very tightly that wheel, steering.
Careful. Careful if you're looking for more energy by virtue of
byproduct of presence, not needing to be controlled, directed, shaped.
Yeah.
Not needing to, but the artist might do it anyway.
Yeah.
The baker, the builder, candlestick. I know it's equivalent to pledging.
I didn't make it up to say anything.
You trained as well, we can now shop ourselves.
It's like Pavlov around here. Really? Right. You start thinking shit, then you start salivating. My work is done here.
That's America.
Get a leg up. Another 3 limbs cut off.
You know, not wishing to be, what would you call it, militant, right, about anything. You're an idiot. Leave it there. You have to be all, you know, militant. Because we can, you know, our inner cop, you know, our good cop, bad cop, schizophrenia. Can
I have
sometimes,
no inner cop.
You have no inner cop? Glad
no
to hear it.
Cop.
Glad to hear it. You're just criminal all the way around.
You're free spirit.
That's why you're fond of anarchy. You're just criminal through and through.
I wish.
There's nothing to take home from these fucked up meetings except some calories. I was clearing my throat because I thought maybe something that I was thinking about would benefit the whole group. We're in waiting. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who had the fucking stick?
Chief Wantaw. I'd like to become somebody, but I keep laughing.
Tanya says hello.
Oh, you saw Tanya?
I was walking Remy.
Uh huh.
The other day.
In town?
They live straight across from East Hill.
Oh. Did she move from the.
No, she was walking to her own dog, and it's her father's.
Oh, I see. Her parents live over from East Hill.
They live there.
Nice. So you ran into her, huh?
Yep. Yeah, she said hello. I said, come to Inquiry.
And so she said, say hello. I think she made the right decision. Well, if you see her again, say hello back. Tell her she is missed and loved, even more than you and Jamie.
What made me think of that is it got quiet here.
Uh-huh.
I get quiet here too often. And one time it was quiet for like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a landmark.
Well, are you going to say something?
I remember that evening. I do.
Yeah. So that's what made me.
Sure. Yeah. Think of that. Yeah, there were a couple. There was a couple here that night from God knows where, and I was like. I just don't want to go there. Fortunately, they left. Then we had some fun.
Do you guys have any vegetables or ice on you?
Yeah. Well, you know how wearisome this can be if you're trying to solicit or seduce someone along for this ride.
Keep dropping off.
Right. Like, Muggle says what? Hey, I love everyone. But look, this is nothing at all. It's so nothing at all, it's really going to offend you. If you're if you're willing to pass through that, you know, portal. Is it Lewis Carroll about what, you know, the closet and, you know, wasn't that?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
There you go. The wardrobe, right? You pass through the wardrobes and then you're in C.S. Lewis. Thanks.
Don't worry, we'll
C.S. Lewis.
Close enough.
Yeah. If you're not willing to walk through the back of the wardrobe.
Well, you just hit your head on the back of the wardrobe?
Yeah, boom. You just hit your head on it, yeah.
Boring as shit.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it happen enough with whatever encounters we may have had here over the years or with, you know, whomever trying to be, let's say, service to someone and, right, bring them along and you're like,
you haven't gotten shot yet.
No.
I'm still in that.
Not yet, yeah. Right. Okay, I do too much talking. All right. You're right. Self-correcting. That robot is self-correcting.
Finally.
Thank you.
I don't know, listening to you is like white noise.
I'm getting there. I've been practicing.
I don't always pay attention. I don't have to think or be with my own thoughts.
So that yeah.
Is, yeah, when I was laying down here with my eyes, so I didn't stop for a minute. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't leave me alone with this. It was just like really
yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah.
And then you started talking.
Oh, thank God. Someone hit the white noise machine. Put it on ocean. Put it on thunderstorm. I'm so relaxed. We think it's so easy. You know, someone's handing out bliss. I'm online. No, you're not. Someone's handing out bliss. You've gone to some other place. We think, we'd like to think, oh, I want peace. I want equanimity. I want bliss. Fuck you, you do not. You want to be entertained. You want to exist. You want to squeeze whatever you can possibly squeeze out of the imagination of yourself and then convince all of your idiot spiritual friends that you're interested in enlightenment. You fucking poser. You're a cretin. Jesus. Realization, which is nothing less than we had, less than we dare imagine. Doesn't find anything. Doesn't prop us up.
It doesn't relieve suffering, nor need it. Present experience, if there were such a thing, is vectorless. It's not referential. It's not the crafty execution of your noble consciousness. There are crackers.
No, either.
But that's about it.
We all crackers.
We're all crackers.
You're the leader of the crackers.
Sure, imagine.
Sorry, there's no envelope.
There's a fire. You can put it in fire.
You are an anarchist.
Give him all your money, cracker.
Give us your money, cracker. Motherfucker. A pop a cap in your head, cracker, motherfucker. Give us your money.
Sangha. Pop a cap in your head, Sangha. Pop a cap in your head, Sangha. Who's steal your hubcaps, son? Put your car on bricks. Take your wheels. Sangha. Any questions?
What are we doing here?
Hey, man, I'd like to be spiritual. What's your advice? Good luck with that.
Sleep.
Cupcake and a good night's sleep.